Oracle, Related Digital, Blackstone, OpenAI, Wallbridge, and the governor. They all got together yesterday in Saline Township as they celebrated construction of what they're calling the Barn. This is the multi-billion dollar Stargate Data Center campus that is under construction in Saline Township. It is the single largest economic investment in Michigan's history. Here to explore more on that, we welcome our wonderful reporter from Bridge, Michigan, the business editor, Paula Gardner. This is interesting, the fact that this is, what, a few months out of when they actually broke ground, as they pretended to break ground, I guess, yesterday, Paula.
Yeah, the ceremonial shovels came out finally, and we've all been waiting for that after watching the trucks go down US 12 like it was a parade for the last several months.
Do you think they were waiting for public sentiment to calm down a bit?
Well, possibly, because, you know, they've been doing a pretty aggressive advertising campaign for the barn, you know, with a rustic barn as a symbol and a lot of explanation about why it's great for Michigan and great for the world. So, yeah, that's possible. And, there's a bunch of people with some pretty complicated schedules, too. And they clearly had, you know, a vision of getting everybody who was important in the deal together.
You have an article out in Bridge, Michigan this morning, and our listeners can go to bridgemi.com. And you point out in here that an NBC News poll shows 57% of registered voters throughout the nation believe the risks outweigh the benefits of these data centers. Are we seeing a turning of the tide in sentiment?
It seems like it. I've seen some polls locally, like through the Detroit Regional Chamber, that suggest that people have concerns, but once they feel like there might be a little bit of resolution, that they're okay with data centers. I'm not sure if, you know, where we all stand. I think the size of these hyperscale centers give everyone pause, and it's similar to the massive development that we've seen for several years now. You know, an EV battery factory in everybody's backyard is going to raise concerns. And, you know, the data centers are just the same way.
Is this, though, a rural enough area that the impact won't be that great?
You know, I think that's hard to say. We've watched a lot of farmland become repurposed in Washtenaw County. And I think, depending on where you're at in the county, farms feel a bit distant, or they feel a bit quaint in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that there are active farmers in our midst who are, you know, earning a living sometimes, because we might go to downtown Ann Arbor, or we drive out to Saline and we see all the new subdivisions. So I'm not sure. I think that area has been tough to develop because of water and sewer access. And, you know, there could be a lot of changes in the future that it heralds. But yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question.
And, you know, I asked that question knowing that if I lived next to it, I wouldn't want it either. I don't want to hear any kind of hum, which I'm particularly sensitive to. And I'm not so concerned about the water usage. I think the explanation on that is fine for me, the recycling of the water and how they're going to be doing this. The energy concerns are something a little bit different. They claim it's not going to impact the rest of us and our utility rates. Time will tell on that. But certainly if it presents a problem for people that live out there already, whether it's someone who just doesn't want it in their backyard or someone who's concerned about resale of their own home and what that does to it, I really do understand that. But do you think that most of these concerns have been answered by these companies?
I don't think the electrical questions have been answered at all. And part of the problem, I think, with these companies is the secrecy going in and the secrecy that remains and the aggression toward the local government and local opposition. So, and it's not just the companies, it's also the utilities. There's a very closed, protective sense of, you know, let's get this done and then we'll tell them how good we are, as opposed to going in a little bit more open. And I think that's a big part of this problem.
Paula, it's not just these data centers. That is a prevailing theme throughout government and institutions over the last 5 years alone. I've seen it at the city of Ann Arbor. I don't see it at the county as much, but definitely these cities and even some townships. And obviously state government, we see it here in Michigan. I think it is horrendous how things are pushed through. And it's kind of like they don't engage the public, but they pretend to engage the public. And then the condescending attitude they have towards people that are against some of these things, I am really disturbed by that.
Yeah, I think it's quite a theme right now, like you said. And I've been concerned about it too. And I've done some reporting. A lot of my reporting has been in Mundy Township, where they're building a mega site, you know, to everyone's surprise, except the local government and the county government and the state officials and the MEDC. So, you know, when you start looking at the non-disclosure list in that situation, it was extraordinary and even included lobbyists. So there are people and businesses who stand to benefit from it, who have to sign non-disclosures, but also the people who the average person who living there would turn to for transparency, for getting their questions asked, for advocacy during the entire process, as opposed to making it more of a paternalistic thing like, you know, I can't talk to you, but I'm happy to make the decision for you in your best interest. And people are getting pretty fed up with that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. What happened to the process? You take it to the people first, you do all of that, and then you move forward in the process. And it seems like that has gone by the wayside in many of these cities.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Yeah. So, did they actually say at this celebration yesterday with all of these officials there in Saline Township that this data center could possibly cure cancer?
They did. yeah, that was just a comment. You know, the people who are doing this are clearly proud of it. And it seems massive to us, but it seems like one of a million in a sense, because we've heard about the big data centers all over the place. I was not invited to the event yesterday, so I had all day to watch CNBC and their live interviews of the people who are participating, people like Sam Altman of OpenAI and the CEO of Oracle. And they were really making a point that this is unique in its size and its investment and the pace of construction and how it will be actually online by the end of next year. So it gave me kind of like a different sense of how different this might be in the world of the hyperscale data centers.
It's much more than just us getting our technology, isn't it? It has to do with so many other kinds of advancements, innovations that they are foreseeing in the future.
Yeah, that's what they say. They called it, we'll all have an AI running in the background all the time, is one of them said, and I don't remember which one, you know, that it's just going to help. They were basically saying it's going to help humanity, and it's going to help our lives run better, and it's going to help us be more productive, efficient, you know, just better people. And, you know, where does it end? Nobody knows, perhaps. And that's how they got to the can't cure cancer.
Wow.
Answer that there will be so much data moving through it and so much capacity, so much capability that, you know, who knows what will happen.
I want to go back, and Paula won't say this, but I will, about the fact that she and Bridge Michigan, they were not invited to this event. This goes directly with what we were talking about how politicians today are very, very crafty at how they are putting together their message and who they talk to and who they don't talk to. And quite frankly, I'm sure they're upset with you on some of the investigative reporting that you have done over the last few years that involved the state. So I just wanted to put that out there, because I know that was when someone heard that you weren't invited, what, Paula Gardner from Bridge, Michigan wasn't invited to this event? You would think of anyone, you would be invited, but no. And that all has to do with how they are very close to the vest, politicians today, with how they are getting their communication out. And it's extremely disturbing.
No comment.
That's quite all right. I just want to make sure our listeners understand that. So let's go a little bit more into the data center in Saline Township. We're talking with Paula Gardner from Bridge, Michigan on the Lucianne Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY. What is this going to look like? And I want to set this up by saying I did talk with David Helmer from Braun and Helmer, who they were the auctioneers for the farm. And that brought in over, what was it? I can't remember if it was a quarter million or half a million. The auction alone, I mean, this was over a 100-year-old farm. They had items that went back that far. They were responsible for putting it all together. It was a massive feat. So when you think about that just alone, I have no idea what the Feldkamp family and the others who were involved in that, who owned that farm, what they got from the data center. Do you know how much it brought in for those families?
Oh, I knew at one time. I don't know off the top of my head.
It was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money. And you know, was it enough money knowing that, you know, it's going to be a $56 billion facility that's going to make money for the investors almost immediately? I think that's the question too, which I also don't have an answer for. But they were very clear yesterday that like this is a fantastic investment, even at this level of spending, that the cash flow was going to start very quickly.
So is this about the investment for these ultra billionaires already? Or is it about what they can do for the future for all of us? Which is the overriding factor here? Because they are accused of only wanting to make money. Is that true? And see, in my mind, when you're that wealthy already, I can't imagine wanting more. I can't imagine that's the overriding factor there. But I think differently about money than they do, I'm sure.
Yeah, I might too. it's hard for me to say. You know, I mean, I just don't know these people. But after yesterday, I have to say it's both. And maybe it's different among each person. You know, the related company, like, they deliver buildings that are, I don't know, transformational, I guess. I hate that word because it's overused, but it's, you know, they deliver signature type properties. So I think they take a lot of pride in that. But there was also like absolute delight talking about the profitability, even though they did not disclose numbers.
All right, fair enough. I can't imagine we want people to put their money into things they think they're not going to make money at. So that's how it works in America here.
Although the state does it all the time.
yeah, right. So, all right, let's talk about the data center itself. What is going to happen there? We know that there are a lot of union people working on it right now. We know that mm-hmm. it's bringing in a lot of jobs right now. That was talked about at this event yesterday. But what about after they're done building? How many jobs? What's going to transpire there?
You know, they say 450 jobs. These data centers are not known for being big employers. And it's been unclear to me so far. I have not found this information anywhere about where these, you know, who are these workers. Oracle said they were going to have up to 1,000 workers in Washtenaw County. I have no idea what that means because, you know, that hasn't been tied to the actual people on the ground over there. So, you know, they are promising jobs. And I think we're still waiting for clarity on exactly who they are.
Hmm. All right. And what kind of work is going to be happening there?
I don't know.
We don't seem to know, do we?
No. I mean, there's technician type roles, of course, you know, just making sure the equipment runs well. But beyond that, because of the level of equipment and because of the types of computing or the compute that is on site, you know, I think they'll probably have a lot of fairly well-paid higher level jobs there.
Yeah. People may not realize we already have data centers amongst us, different kinds of data centers, like credit card centers. The one in Belleville, I know, I believe that's Visa, if I'm not mistaken, out there. They have minimal number of people that are actually working there, my understanding is mostly electricians, those mm-hmm. kinds of people. And they run very quietly, very efficiently. You don't hear a lot of problems about that. That one's in more of an industrial center, but I don't know how impacted the actual community members around there are. So, you know, these are peppered throughout the country, but what we're talking about is much grander, much mm-hmm. more intense. And supposedly, our future relies on us being able to develop these data centers. Do you think that's true?
Probably at this point, you know, it's like the technology is known and developing, and they've made the point yesterday also that it's changed since even the end of last year, that it's gotten sharper and smoother, and that the demand for it is the demand for AI at a lower price, they said, is infinite. So like being able to deliver it at a lower price through these large hyperscale centers seems to be like just a foundational aspect of bringing it to the masses and, you know, integrating it into our lives
Wow.
further.
In the meantime, a lot of people are struggling. So I want to switch gears here in just a moment with Paula Gardner, because you posted yesterday a call out to people asking them if they were able to let you know how they are doing. How is their money? How are they surviving with these high gas prices, et cetera? And, you know, when you have that, and in the background, the data center being built up here and all the hullabaloo that went on with it yesterday with all the big wigs being there, I can see where people get upset about these kinds of things, because they're just hoping to put dinner on the table for their family, to be able to pay their bills, to hang on to their homes. It's been a huge struggle for a number of years now. What are you hearing?
Yeah, affordability is really on the tops of mind, even if the average person isn't using that word, but affordability as an umbrella is top of mind for people as they will be approaching the election this year. And that's kind of the policy reason that we're asking about it, but it's also the experience on the street and kind of like what how are you coping today? Because we've talked about a housing crisis, we've talked about housing rates, you know, going up over time, but we haven't had that convergence of the regular inflation, the gas prices, the housing, you know, the softer market for other things, hiring, interest rates, you know, and it's like there's just like this convergence right now. And I think the average person is shocked when they go to the grocery store. If I'm an average person, I was stunned recently, you know, or like if you have an appliance repaired, or if you need to take a trip and you use most of the gas in your car, you know, and you realize I just spent this much money going here and coming back. You know, there are all these reminders out there on a regular basis that our financial situation has just changed. Affordability has
So
changed.
you write, "My question to readers of my Business Watch newsletter for Bridge, Michigan this week is pretty simple. How's the economy working for you? I ask because I'll be exploring how Michigan residents are affected by today's economy, like high gas prices, persistent inflation, the mood set by large tech layoffs, and even the record-setting S&P 500 on Wednesday. And how can people access your newsletter and answer that question?"
Well, they could email me directly at this point. I'd happily send them a copy of it. The newsletter is, you know, I sign up weekly at bridgemi.com.
All right. Go to bridgemi.com. You can find out all that information, including Paula's email on there. How do you make sense of the fact that we've got a record-setting S&P 500 in the midst of what we just talked about?
Yeah, you know, I don't make sense of it. You know, does it, you know, I am an optimist in most things, but I always wait for the hammer to fall, and it just, you know, you have to wonder what it means. A lot of the AI, the tech stocks are doing well. Some of them aren't. It seems to be like a time of culling, perhaps, of, you know, the ones that are advancing, the ones that are not. But beyond that, I don't know. Like apparently we're still spending, even though our confidence is wavering, you know, so that certain types of stocks are still performing.
We're spending, but we're also depleting our savings, unfortunately, according
Yes.
to the numbers I saw this past week. So,
And using credit cards.
yeah, exactly.
Again, yeah.
Right. All right, Paula. Interesting times we live in, as they say. They're all interesting, aren't they? Just glad to be alive no matter what. Thank you so much. Paula Gardner, business editor at Bridge, Michigan. Visit bridgemi.com. It's always great to talk with you, Paula. Thank you for the fine work you do on behalf of the entire state of Michigan. We appreciate it.
Oh, great to talk to you. Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.